Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, In Creativity, Flow, and the Psychology of Discovery and Invention. Mihai Csikszentmihalyi explores the intriguing world of the creative mind and delineates what fosters a creative life. Csikszentmihalyi, the renowned psychologist who introduced the concept of flow, a state of optimal experience where one is fully immersed and highly focused on the task at hand, extends this concept into the realm of creativity. Through this compelling book, he examines how certain individuals harness their creative potential and how these processes can be accessible to everyone. Using research and interviews with 91 exceptional individuals across various fields, the author offers an in-depth look into the psychological processes and environmental factors that foster creativity. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the concept of flow and creativity. The concept of flow is foundational in Csikszentmihalyi's theory and receives critical focus. Flow, characterized by a state of heightened focus and immersion in activities, is where creativity often sparks. This mental state enables individuals to harness their best selves, potentially leading to innovative ideas and breakthroughs in various disciplines. Csikszentmihalyi explores how flow is not just limited to creative arts, but can be achieved in many aspects of life and professions, enhancing productivity and satisfaction. Moreover, the book outlines how such experiences can be cultivated through setting clear goals, receiving immediate feedback, and balancing challenge and skills. Secondly, traits of creative people. Csikszentmihalyi identifies several key traits that are frequently present in individuals who consistently produce creative works. Traits such as openness to new experiences, a high level of curiosity, and an ability to deal with ambiguity are prominent among creative individuals. In addition to psychological traits, he delves into behavioral habits like persistence and the dedication to craft, which are essential for the creative process. The persistence to labor through frustrations and failures, often called grit, is highlighted as crucial in achieving long-term creative success. The examination of these traits underscores the complexity and diversity within creative personalities. Thirdly, the role of culture and environment. An extensive part of the book is devoted to understanding the social and cultural context in which creative individuals operate. Csikszentmihalyi argues that external factors, including cultural support, educational opportunities, and access to resources, markedly influence creative output. He points out that creativity does not occur in vacuum and is often a response to societal challenges. Thus, environments that foster and cherish innovation, risk-taking, and learning can significantly boost creative work. The book provides a critique of current education and cultural systems, proposing areas for reform to nurture future generations of creative thinkers. Fourthly, the systems model of creativity. One of the significant contributions of the book is the introduction of the systems model of creativity. This model posits that creativity results from the interaction between a person, the domain in which the person works, and the field that judges the innovations. The model emphasizes that creativity is not merely an individual achievement, but a social phenomenon that requires the interplay of several elements in the ecosystem. By introducing this model, Csikszentmihalyi provides a broader understanding of creativity, pushing beyond the conventional emphasis on solitary genius. Lastly, longitudinal insights and perspectives. Drawing from longitudinal studies and interviews with high achievers, Csikszentmihalyi offers a lifetime perspective on creativity. It's not transient, but often a culmination of years of engagement, practice, and refinement in a particular field. The longitudinal approach sheds light on how creative output changes as an individual ages, adapting to life's phases and varying motivations. This perspective is immensely valuable, highlighting that creativity can blossom at any point in one's career, depending on various personal and external influences. In conclusion, anyone curious about the workings of the creative mind will find Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi's Creativity, Flow, and the Psychology of Discovery and Invention an illuminating read. It is especially beneficial for educators, psychologists, managers, or anyone involved in fields where innovation is key. Not only does it provide deep insights into the nature of creativity, but it also offers practical guidance on cultivating creativity in oneself and others. The book underscores the importance of nurturing environments that foster creativity and suggests ways to structure cultural and educational systems that promote innovative thinking. If you would like to support Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.